it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we've spent the last few minutes looking up sexy pictures on our computers.
Hold on. I was trying.
Hack is a boomer and couldn't find this girl. She's Teacher Bay, and we strongly encourage you not look for her. Because
why?
You're going to find this other girl that's not the one we're talking about.
But I Googled Teacher Bay and had zero problems.
Why? Okay.
They put up a firewall just on hacks.
Yeah, maybe.
It's so weird.
Might have to do with previous searches.
Okay. Well, what? Okay. Where does it say where she's from or does it matter?
I don't know if it matters. I also haven't seen it say anything.
I can't seem to find it, but she has 134,000 TikTok followers.
Okay. Is that a lot?
Yeah. Quite a bit.
Okay.
Not a million, but.
And does she post videos of her, like the video that Aaron showed me, since I couldn't find it on my
right?
own, it was somebody else filming her.
The ones that I've seen, yeah. or like, even so, the pictures, her arm's not out. So somebody's.
So someone's filming her, but she's posting.
But it's her. Okay.
Yeah.
But who would be filming? Okay. If you don't know what we're talking about, she's a teacher in a school somewhere and she wears nice clothes to school. And I defy anybody to say that that's not true. She wears nice clothes to school. Is she wearing stripper outfits?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
No.
Okay, then what's wrong with it?
I actually don't really have a problem with it.
Aaron's got a huge problem with it. Aaron's over here like, she's moving her butt on purpose.
Don't get me wrong. She looks phenomenal. And the outfits are not, it's not like she's going to work at the strip club later. I think they're too form-fitting for a teacher, especially the grades that she's around.
What grade is she?
Is it in high school?
I thought it was middle.
But what difference?
Do you think it matters, like middle versus high school? Or
I think high school would be worse because boys are doing their thing at that point.
You'd be shocked at how young the thing starts. Now. Now, I mean, like, let's get into it.
But like,
I was like 13 probably. Hack?
I was older. A little older.
You were?
Like 14, 15
when
probably.
When you started thinking about people that way?
I mean, fuzzy and the whole.
Oh,
what the heck is fuzzy?
Like hair.
Hair.
Oh.
And like.
Yeah, okay. So that probably like younger, yeah. That is young. I was thinking more.
Puberty is hitting.
Mm-hmm. I remember
so much younger.
I remember my dad was our sixth grade basketball coach, and at one point we all put our hands in and go like, "Go team!" And one kid had armpit hair, and everyone was like, "Whoa!" And then we were very distracted for the rest of the game.
That's so sad.
We're like, Timmy,
really?
Yeah.
That was the first time you noticed it?
Yeah.
At what age?
I think we were in sixth grade.
So was that 12?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, but it was just one at that point. And everyone else
and then
was
they just
like,
start dropping like flies.
I think so, yeah.
And then were you the late one?
I don't remember, honestly.
So you're probably right in the middle then.
I wasn't
You'd
first. Timmy was first. For sure, Timmy was first.
Because I remember there's like some of my friends, their kids like 2-3 years after Noah were still short, still had their high voice. Mm, and you're like, yeah. Noah, come out and play. And it's like, what are you talking about? It's like, what? So none of that had happened. When did you guys hit it? I know this isn't relevant to the story.
That's a weird question for girls.
When did you wait, no, it's not. Because let me say this. My daughter was on track to have puberty. She had prepubescent. There's something. Mm-hmm. It was
I feel
a thing.
Like you should be careful talking about your daughter.
No. We talked about it on the air because it was a very rough decision for our family because we had to either decide.
Oh.
You have to decide. She's basically on some of the more controversial drugs in the world. Right now, she was on puberty.
Off?
Yes, because if she was going to have her period at like 8 or 9.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And that's it's more common now because of all the stuff we ingest.
Yikes.
And it's also a hereditary thing because one of my nieces on my ex-wife's side also has it. And she went through the exact same thing.
Yeah, I didn't know
that. I believe mine was 7th grade if we're putting
kind
it
of the
out
same
there.
Thing. Well, I mean, did you know that, and this, you'll probably hopefully agree with me, you stop growing when that happens? Because for women, men can get the change of life and we just keep going. But girls, your body goes, okay, that's enough. Let's just make eggs.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I was also 4'9 in the second grade, so things were happening for me.
Holy.
I was so,
you're gargantuan. You're like,
I was so giant, and I was not thin giant. I was
just
a
big bones, like an Iowa girl.
I was
in California.
And then my best friend to this day, we have a picture where she looks like my child.
For real?
Yeah.
4'9 at that age.
Yeah, it was hard. Because you're just the giant.
People
kid.
Are just fleeing you, like yeah. Godzilla.
Right, exactly. This is really bringing back trauma. Wow. So yeah, but then everything.
But then you like then it stops because
yeah.
You got
I guess
your...
I was 5'7" in seventh grade then.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You are tall.
Yeah,
I looked at one of our videos the other
girl.
Day, and I was like, "Holy crap! Eric is not that much shorter than me." It was when you guys were standing there. And
am I shorter than you?
You are.
Okay. I will say I don't like standing for group photos anymore.
Yeah, yeah it's kind
really
of stupid. You do
like, all of us. It's yeah, us. A little taller, and then
I'm barely in the picture.
Yeah, it's like is something on her shoulders, or
Aaron looks like our child.
And you were, Aaron, how old?
I was 13 or 14.
Okay.
And I was 5'2", stayed that way.
Wow. That is so hard to imagine life that way.
Okay. So does anybody in the room remember what we were talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about Teacher Bay, who was on my screen.
So does it matter if the boys have already gone through that or not?
Also, now I'm scrolling through some of her stuff from the people in the background. It looks like middle school.
Okay. So Kids. Then that's, even though the boys have probably already... had the change
or in the process whatever
if her desired vocation is being a teacher
right
and her desired dress falls within the guidelines of the school what's the problem like
I see
they haven't
no
said,
problem with the way she dresses
I don't either and I'm so freaked out that everybody's like yeah, she's got a motor booty.
She
okay.
does. She has amazing curves. She looks phenomenal. I'm just a little uncomfortable with it being in a school. If it was a 9-to-5, whatever. It's just that it's in a school where I don't exactly know why because I also want to be like, wear whatever you want.
Right.
But you've just got this gnawing thing inside of you that says, do you think, is it because you think she's doing it for attention from the kids? Because
I don't
know.
If
her intent is that, that's effed up.
For sure.
I would say to back up Aaron a little bit, I would have no problem with it if somebody like a parent just complained or something and then we went in and saw and it's like, oh, she's dressed fine. She made a TikTok. Her teaching's not her passion. Her passion's being on the internet. Like, why would you make a TikTok just showing your outfits as a teacher? That seems weird.
But can't you have multiple passions?
I disagree with that because I think
a little bit. And also, I got my kid walking through the high school and all of a sudden he's on your TikTok.
That part is weird.
I agree with that part.
I think she blurs their faces, but I'm only looking at screen grabs, so I don't know.
So you're spending the school day when you're paid to be educating the children and you're filming your outfits? I mean, I agree because I'll take this side. There are sneakerheads who are teachers and they're like big on Instagram where they post their pictures of it. And I think it's weird.
You
I think
do?
That's weird because it's like, dude, teach the class and do it in the like they're taking the pictures in the classroom. And I think that's strange.
The weird thing is
teach
the bulk
class,
of the
focus,
videos
and then have your separate.
Well, the videos
life.
That I saw, Aaron just showed me one that differs from what I'm going to say. But the videos that I saw were in the hallways between classes.
Yes.
So
right.
She's not interrupting her teaching time for these videos.
But I thought one of them wasn't she writing on the board.
That's
she
the
was
one that like,
her
yes, she's
plan.
Writing on the board, which is that's a little weird. And her she's booty is like. Moving.
Yeah. She's writing, like she's prepping for the day in the video.
So the kids aren't necessarily in the room at that point.
We don't know if they are because the camera's on her.
Can you tell is her content? Because I think there are teachers who like have TikToks,
yes.
But
yeah.
the account is focused on like
teaching.
Yeah, life as a teacher.
You have
helping
to be one.
But that's
thing.
What I'm wondering. What is her? It's like mostly, what is the content? Is it
what's the intention?
Yeah,
behind
is she
it or
just
something?
Writing on the board? I don't like. You know what I mean? Like why? Yeah. Why post that?
Well, I mean, but you can be more than one thing. We can be radio people, and then you do sneaker content.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like your whole life doesn't have to be teaching, even though she is taking videos of her teaching.
I'm wondering if the thing that's throwing me off are the heels she's wearing.
She's wearing very strappy shoes.
Yeah.
But if that's what she likes, you guys.
But also not in every video. Like in most of these videos, I'm like, if I wore that, you guys would be like, okay, Miss Frump. You say that to me anyway every day.
Not to your face.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.